This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
3 o'clock hour. Where are you, Crowder? Looks like you're out of town. He has joined us because of bad traffic. Where are you?
Yes, we're in New York.
Oh, you're back in New York.
Yes, we're at the AC Hotel. You better not say nothing about this hotel. This is a nice hotel.
We know you love that hotel. That's where you had the Aperol Spritz, if I'm if I'm correct.
Yes, and maybe I have a late checkout, and I might have to do the show down in the bar here coming up soon. So
nothing would make me happier. I saw you all weekend. You were with the Pivot Crew at F1, right?
Yes, F1, it gets better every year, man. Those people have stupid money.
It's insane the number of celebrities in town. Like, it's everyone from Timothée Chalamet to... Is it Chalamet?
I wasn't going to correct you because whatever, but yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I don't. Even
I knew
know
after I
is.
Said it, I was like, "Man, that doesn't sound right." But I think Chalamet is better anyway.
To everybody, the celebrities are crazy. There, we're walking around like we had obligations with Jack Daniels, obligations with McLaren. So McLaren brought in the Pivot this year. Jack Daniels has money. I love Jack. Y'all know I do reads for Jack. Like Jack's an amazing, wonderful place. McLaren money is different.
That's on a different level, McLaren.
We interviewed Lando Norris. He came in second. So we interviewed him, put his show out. So we did that like Thursday, whenever. Bro, we were like, hey, we have a hotel. We told him the La Meridian by the airport. Like we had the restaurant section rented out. They were like, no, that's not nice enough. We'll just get a ballroom down on the beach. And they got a ballroom at like the Marriott on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And they just got the ballroom for us to talk to him for a half an hour. Like their money, that European money is crazy.
McLaren, but I mean, think about the clientele or clientele. I always, if it's classy enough, like the movie Taken, we appeal to a very select clientele. To me, if it's a very high profile or a high ticket item, it's not clientele, it's clientele. And that's who McLaren is appealing to.
We requested Lando. We're the person that is asking for something. They give me a gift bag, or all of us a gift bag, after interviewing their driver. Full of champagne, liquor, clothes, all. I have McLaren vests. I don't wear vests. I've never wore a vest in my life. They gave up a gift bag that was like worth $2,000-$3,000 for doing us a favor. It's the craziest thing in the world.
The wealth that is walking around Miami Gardens for those couple days is staggering. It really is staggering.
And it's funny to, because people, so we were like up in the Jack Daniels riser over the track. And people know, you know, they know us, you know, Ryan, Fred, myself. And they're like, you know, everybody will tell us, you know, oh, hey, that's the owner of, you know, whatever, that's owner of, who was it, Perrier? that's the owner of Perrier. You know, he came up here, you know, the Jack Daniels people know him. They start telling us these just billionaires, and they're just all these old frumpy looking dudes with Sperry's on sitting in the corner. And I'm like, that dude is worth how much? $11 billion.
Crazy.
He's just sitting in the corner, just watching the cars go around the track. Nobody around him. I'm like, man, you got a bad one with you? Something. Like, I'm very underwhelmed by the billionaire's entourage. I'll tell you that.
So I knew that there was something huge going on sports wise. So I went as well. Marlins game yesterday. And I saw a lot of who's who.
Who all did you see?
Who?
You saw the who's who?
Who?
Question mark after your who's.
Doug Plagans is going to join us from Toronto this hour. We will preview the series. Couple things going on. So we have our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. It is this Friday at Tabacon Plantation Walk. We are doing our show there, by the way, on Friday. So you can come on out. You remember the last time? Oh, you weren't there last time. Gino Toretta sat in for you. But this Friday, it'll be me and you. I don't know if you're coming, Solana. I think Jimmy wore a... Didn't we have Jimmy wear like a suit last time? Did we trick him last time?
Yes, you did.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get me this time.
This time we're really doing button-downs. This is the suit time because I didn't make it, Jimmy. This is the suit day.
Yeah.
This one's for real because McLaren might even be part of it, and the clientele is going to be very, very.
Jimmy, you can't upset my clientele.
Yeah. Think of the clientele, Jimmy.
I'm not falling for it.
All right. Well, by Friday you will. Yeah. But anyway,
we'll get you tomorrow.
100%. I could have this guy in a suit on Friday.
We'll get you tomorrow.
But anyway, Whiskey Stars and Cigars is Friday at Tabacon Plantation Walk. We're all going to be out there. Big hockey game that night as well. So come on out. Let's have a fun time. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registration needed. Just come on out. Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Tabacon Plantation Walk. It is free, and it's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend, by the way. Must be 21 or over to attend. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So I'm just looking at the Marlins lineup that was posted, and I do not see our guy, Matt Mervis, in the lineup.
Mm?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no props on Hard Rock Bet. Let me see if they took his props down. And if he's not playing, I would say that's a... Because I don't think it's a lefty pitching, right? Let me just double check.
I don't think so. I think Connor Norby is hitting fifth. He's the DH. Just looking here, Kevin Barral, who covers the team for Fish on First. He wrote, Connor Norby is a DH and hitting fifth. Jesus Sanchez hitting sixth and playing right field. Dane Meyer starting for a fourth straight game in center field. And at first base is Wagamin. Nick Fortes catching Sandy Alcantara.
Because I think our dude Mervis plays first, but then like the other DH. Couple nights he had been DHing. Right.
Yeah. I have some inside baseball information that's not going to make you happy, though. You want me to keep it to myself?
What? If you're batting under 200, you're going to have a tough time cracking the lineup?
No. We were at F1 Saturday. Sunday, we went up to Savannah, and we interviewed the Savannah Bananas, the owners.
With all the times you spent torching the Savannah Bananas and how much you hate it, I'm watching ESPN this morning. And I see RC dancing with the Savannah Bananas on the field during a game.
Well, they have a tour of stadiums, and I might be running against Flash coming up here in one of the next couple weeks. So let's put that torch to bed and let me just.
I mean, you are such a clown. You are such a clown. I saw RC and I knew that it had to be something with the pivot. And I said to myself, how many times has this guy talked about, I don't get it, and it's stupid. Anyone who goes there is stupid. In the meantime, they're selling out football stadiums, and now he's, of course, going to be there.
And they swung me because they really can play baseball.
Right.
And they're big.
They swung him. Right. This happens with anyone he torches. Yeah. He swung me because he really does take his community service seriously. Mm-hmm. He swung me because his food actually is good.
Some of them dudes out there are bigger than me.
Well, what did you think? That they couldn't play baseball?
I just thought they were out there to dance, but they're like AAA. They make more playing for the Savannah Bananas than they do playing AAA ball.
Well, obviously. They're selling out football arenas.
Is that they made a decision between trying to get to the major leagues or playing for the Savannah Bananas.
But that's like the Harlem Globetrotters, guys. Do you want to bounce around from European League to, minor league? Or do you want to tour with an entertaining company where you get to showcase your basketball skills?
Yeah. Three guys were drafted in the first round of Major League Baseball draft. Three of the players.
They're baseball. They play baseball against AAA teams.
I didn't know all this context when I was torching them. Now I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, y'all really play baseball, but then you do a dance, take your shirt off, and throw donuts in the crowd. Now I see the dynamic.
The Savannah Bananas don't play baseball, Hawk, against AAA teams.
No, but...
The
guys on their roster, because they play the Party Animals a lot. That's the game I watch.
That's who they play.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Right, they play the same thing.
But I'm saying the talent level,
for sure.
Just like the Generals, they're playing basketball. They're playing baseball. These guys are good players.
They have tryouts four times a year. 200 guys come, and two guys might be added to the roster. I didn't know this was a real league. I thought this was some drunk hillbillies running around.
Well, it's not a league, though. They're not in a league because it's not sanctioned baseball because they do things that you really can't do.
I don't know if I'm releasing information I'm not supposed to, but I will because I didn't sign an NDA. There's a team coming the end of this year in Northeast, which is called the Firefighters, and then there's the Texas Tailgaters. And so they're trying to get they're going to build on the league and have like 6 to 8 teams, and they'll just all fly around and play each other. But it's called banana ball, and it's foolishness. Now they throw water balloons. If you get hit by a pitch,
you're telling us something that we all know. Like you're explaining the Savannah Bananas as if it's something new, and we've all been watching this for several years now.
It's new to me. They throw water balloons at the pitcher if he hits one of their batters. This is crazy.
Do you know that if a fan catches a foul ball on a third strike, the batter's out?
Yes. And they should implement this in real baseball. If you get walked, you can run to try to get to second base, but everybody in the field has to touch the ball before you get to second. And it's like a pretty dance of everybody pitching the ball to each other, and they get people out at second.
So you're going to tell us something that's been established as a sensation around the country for several years now, as if it's brand new. But
this allow me to
piggyback on that, though, because I had a discovery last night. So last night, I'm fascinated with David Lee Roth. He's my favorite frontman from Van Halen, and he performed this weekend at the M3 Music Festival, if anyone knows what that is. But David Lee Roth is 70. Now, he was losing his mind at 60. There was a reason that he got kicked out of Van Halen, and like he's just a nut job. But he hasn't performed live in over 5 years. He had started a little residency in Vegas at House of Blues. It was, an epic disaster 5 years ago. He doesn't have a voice. Couldn't remember the lyrics. The band was terrible. Like, it was just an epic disaster. The residency may have lasted a week before people. And then he just retired. I'm not going to do it anymore. Sammy Hagar, who's the Van Halen frontman who took over for him when he was gone, he's on his own world tour. He's a great performer. Anyway, David Lee Roth performs at this M3 Music Festival over the weekend. And I'm watching clips of it on Twitter because I'm fascinated with DLR. Love this dude. He's 70. He kind of moves like Biden. And I get the same feeling when I'm watching him sing that I used to get with Biden giving a speech, which was, just get through this, man. I am rooting for you. Just get through this, man. And that's how I felt. Anyway, I have this new TV.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
A Sony, so like my home screen, because I told you I got rid of Xfinity, so it doesn't like it comes up on the Sony home screen. I never used to use that before, even though I had a smart TV, it would just always default to Xfinity. Well, there's the entire David Lee Roth concert waiting for me. Someone put it on YouTube and it's waiting for me on my home screen. So for an hour and a half last night, I watched David Lee Roth and I'm fascinated that YouTube knew that I wanted to watch this. And when I'm done watching it, I'm scrolling through suggested videos. Maybe three videos later, this is such my wheelhouse. I can't even begin to tell you. I don't know if people remember, but I'm fascinated with the Middle East. I've read so many books on the Middle East. Like, I love the Middle East. I love the history of it. I love the current events of it. A travel blogger guy, young guy, trying every fake fast food place in Tehran, Iran, was the greatest hour and a half I've ever watched on television. And then there's more from him, but like in Tehran, because of all the sanctions that have been, like, they can't have any foreign businesses that are participating there because they're sanctioned by the U.S. government. So they have Domino's, but it's spelled with a Z. No, it's called Mash Donald's. Swear to God. Burger Queen, Sublime instead of Subway, and he went to each of these places, and to me, this was the most fascinating thing. And so I was telling my wife last night, I'm like, man, this YouTube is unbelievable. It knows. And she goes, yeah, you think it'll last? And I'm like, I think it's going to last. But hearing you talk about the Savannah Bananas is the way I was talking about YouTube last night. I'm like, wow. this thing really knows what I want to watch.
It was funny. While preparing for the interviews of the Savannah Bananas, the owners and the players, Ryan and Fred were like, do you know they've turned down 9-figure deals? And I'm like, really? They're like, why
the
are
owner,
you so
The owner's surprised? Story happens to be fascinating. Like, he was on 60 borrowed minutes. To make this thing happen. It was like an idea, and then it started to pick up steam.
He said, watch the episode. Great tease for the pivot. But at one point, him and his wife were sleeping on a blow-up mattress, and he knew he maybe overextended when a roach fell on his face while he was sleeping.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, what you just say, big man? He said, that's when I kind of, maybe we need to figure this thing out a little quicker.
By the way, got an email today. David Lee Roth is coming to Hard Rock Live on Thursday, July 31st. And I cannot wait to be there. David Lee Roth. I got to send you some clips from this because he is every bit of 70. He seems to have gotten hair plugs since the last time I saw him or a piece. Like, but he's just fascinating. I can't take my eyes off him.
David Lee Roth.
Roth.
Oh, he looks crazy.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, when he was in Van Halen and he was nutty, but he was in his 20s, you know, and it was, but now it's, yeah.
Yeah, I worry about that. I don't think my personality is going to last when I'm 70.
Is shouldn't have, and it's a bit strange. All right, go ahead, give us the headline, Solana, because we're going to run out of time to have plagans on.
Ah, just a fascinating segment. Crowder telling us about Banana Ball. And you are telling us about YouTube. I mean, just
this YouTube, I'm not kidding you.
Thrilling stuff.
Is going to change the game.
The Florida Panthers play game one of the second round of the NHL playoffs against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Tonight, 8 p.m. start time. Cats in Toronto for game one. You can listen to it right here.
All right.
Hate it. Wish I was on JetBlue. I'm on United. United doesn't have live TV.
Is that so?
Yep.
What do they have?
Movies, pre-recorded stuff, podcasts, all kind of crap, but no live TV.
I watched every Spider-Man, the new Spider-Mans, on my flight from New York to Miami yesterday. I watched two of them, and I got home, and I watched the third one, the ones with Tom Holland.
You have a mortgage now. Quit with these superhero movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch a concert once in a while, nerd.
Documentary.
How was the movie?
Man, Jimmy 73. Never line. Mind, Solana. You good.
That's a good line.
I got to tell you, Tom Holland, pretty good actor. I'm not going to lie. And this is Zendaya. I'm a fan. I'm a new fan. The Dodgers are in Miami. They play the Marlins 6:40 tonight. And then a bunch of NBA action tonight as well. The Knicks are in Boston to play game one of their series. And the Nuggets.
You watch my video of David Lee Roth? It's crazy. I can't take my eyes off him.
Why this old man got on this tight lever?
Bro, I'm telling you, I got one video where I couldn't help it. I just had to focus right on in. I got to see if I can find it.
Got a little man parts turned to the left, though.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
This is ridiculous.
Whoa.
But he used to wear spandex, you know, when he was with Van Halen. Like, that was his look. Like, nothing was left to the imagination. But it's not, like, not anymore. But I love him. I'm going to go see him.
July 31st, you say?
Yes, sir.
I'm busy.
No, you're coming.
I'll tell you what. Justin Timberlake sees his video, feel bad about himself.
Oh, you talking about a little peekaboo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David Lee Roth, that's what, 75 Hawk or 80? He's got him.
And he's Jewish.
Oh.
Which makes it even the more shocking.
Don't tell Justin Timberlake that.
That boy got a slug.
He's a tribesman, David Lee Roth?
Yeah. Roth, very Jewish name.
Oh, you know what? Adam Sandler. David Lee Roth. Lights the menorah.
Lights the menorah.
Is that Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah. No. But... Wow. Tonight, Nuggets Thunder game one as well. Pacers took game one yesterday, and the Warriors beat the Rockets. Shouldn't have even been a two seed, if we're being honest. I mean, the most fraudulent two seed in the history of the league, probably. So the Warriors get by Houston 103-89 in game seven. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Piastri won the F1 yesterday as well in Miami and Kentucky Derby, bunch of stuff. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm, call them 866-954-MORE.
Bunch of stuff.
attorneys.com.
All other sports on a stick.
Bunch of stuff.
Bunch of stuff, man. Too much stuff. Call them 866-954-MORE.
I want to do a segment like what's new on YouTube, you know, where we talk about what's new on YouTube.
From today moving forward?
Yeah, like when they add a new video or something.
That YouTube might work out, huh?
I am sold on this, man.
That would be kind of a fun segment, though. Like, what's the top video recommended to you on your For You page today?
Mm. On YouTube? YouTube has a For You page?
Yeah, just your home page.
What is this?
Your home page.
Let me open up YouTube. I did. This is fascinating.
I opened up YouTube.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, this it knows exactly what I want to watch. Solo in Asia's most dangerous city, Myanmar. But mm-hmm. I love that stuff. Like, all the stuff that I follow is, like, travel bloggers. Do you have the same guy?
No, so mine is Inside North Korea in 2025. Matt and Julia go to North Korea. But I've watched the Myanmar one, and it's genuinely unbelievable.
So Myanmar is, I don't want to go into the whole thing, but it's a fascinating country because they literally were closed off for so long. It was a military junta, if you will.
Mine is Joe Cocker with a little help from my friend.
New inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, posthumously.
They pushed me this way. I listened to it twice.
And that's all you need to do. That's all, like, that's it.
I got to find something else.
Wait till you get the vloggers that are getting visas approved to go to Uzbekistan, Hawk. That is insane,
I love that
stuff. Bro.
Love that stuff. You got to watch fake fast food in Tehran. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what you're seeing. All right, Doug Plagans. Are you done? Did you do weather?
I don't know.
All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. We will preview the Panthers Maple Leaf series, which begins tonight at 8 p.m. We're just, I can't do the math. It's 3:30. You figure out how far away we are from the game.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Doug.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plagans. I'm a fan of Doug Plagans. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the radio voice for your Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Tonight's game, game one, round two, can be heard right here on 560 WQAM. Are you, Plagans, are you a David Lee Roth guy or a Sammy Hagar guy?
I like them both, and I'm glad you're bringing this up right now because I've long time had an internal debate, and I believe that that is Van Halen's best song as far as I'm concerned, but I love Van Halen. I saw Van Halen with Sammy. I never saw them with Dave, but I did see them with Sammy back in 2004, fall of 2004, at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, and it was outstanding. And I prefer, put it this way, I like Dave and I like Sammy both. I think I prefer the overall body of original work better from the Dave era, but I don't have any issue with Sammy performing that stuff because I saw it live and it was great. But I think some of that early stuff that Dave was obviously in the band for was the stuff that I prefer a little bit more. That being said, I think both eras of Van Halen were really strong, and I think that both should be given both should be given their due credit because it was one of the rare instances where we saw a band change lead singers and still was a powerhouse of a band.
Yeah, totally agree, because I like the Sammy stuff as well, but like the David Lee Roth stuff, Hot for Teacher, Panama, Running with the Devil, I mean, it's some of the best bangers that you'll ever hear out of a rock band.
Running with the Devil was in Little Nicky.
Is that so?
Yes.
How you got through more than 5 minutes of that movie to find out is shocking to me, because I literally turned that movie off. The moment I heard Adam Sandler talk in that movie, I said, I cannot withstand this for an entire 60 minutes or however long it was.
I love me a speech impediment. So Nell, Little Nicky, you know,
That is true. Plagans, tell us what kind of series we should expect with the Maple Leafs.
Well, if we're looking at it just from the broadest scope possible, Paul Maurice has mentioned it a couple of times here lately that there are a lot of similarities between the opponent that the Panthers just saw in the Tampa Bay Lightning and what they're going to be looking at here with Toronto in terms of a team that likes to stretch it out in their game. They like to try and get up the ice quickly. They have really elite offensive players. We know that with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The same is true for Toronto. The Leafs' power play is very dangerous, where I think that maybe we didn't realize it as much before the playoffs, or maybe I just didn't think about it as much because we were so focused on the matchup with Tampa Bay. But you compare the two lineups and where there is a bit of a difference, I do think that Toronto's, the bottom half of their lineup, their depth runs a little bit deeper than what Tampa Bay had. Now, the Lightning went into that series in the first round with at least one key injury up front, and they didn't quite have the same amount of depth. But Toronto's bottom couple of lines, as far as the forwards go, it's a deeper group overall than Tampa Bay had. Defensively, I'd still give the Panthers the nod, especially with Aaron Ekblad eligible to come back for game two in terms of the overall personnel, but this Toronto 1-6 defensively is very good as well. Then you have all the storylines too with the familiar faces. Three guys from last year's Stanley Cup team over on the other side with Toronto now. When you look at the goaltender Anthony Stolarz, and he's obviously expected to be the man in net for Toronto during the series. And now he doesn't quite have the same firm hold on the position that, say, Sergei Bobrovsky does with the Panthers, where Bobrovsky is the Panthers have a really capable backup in Vitek Vanacek, but Sergei Bobrovsky is the number one. Anthony Stolarz and Joseph Woll They split the time pretty evenly during the season. Stolarz did miss some time with an injury, so Joseph Woll, the other option in net for Toronto, actually did play more games during the regular season. But Anthony Stolarz has been the man they've leaned on since the playoffs have started. And then obviously Oliver Ekman-Larsson as well, a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs now. So there are the familiar faces there. Overall should be a really tight series. I don't expect there to be much open ice. I think you have two really veteran head coaches, both of whom have won Stanley Cups in their career, that know how to coach in big games, that know how to approach these kind of situations. I think this is going to be a really tightly played series and should be a lot of fun. Hockey fans are in for a big treat. Just the general hockey fans in for a big treat here in this second round, because all these matchups that we have in round two are heavyweight matchups.
And Doug, does it matter that a great coach like Paul Maurice knows Stolarz as well as he does, and the players know him as well as they do playing with him, and maybe know some more weaknesses, or can you just get that off film?
Now, one of the Toronto reporters actually asked Carter Verhaeghe about that specifically this morning, and he kind of said, you get into a game, and the game's kind of just going to unfold. You're not necessarily thinking about, what am I going to do in this situation if you have the puck right in front of Anthony Stolarz. At the end of the day, these are all NHL goaltenders, and they're all playing in the second round of the playoffs for a reason. It's going to be a matter of execution. And like I said, these are all goaltenders who are playing on top of their game. I think, no doubt, I'd imagine, without having even spoken to him, I'm sure that this is a series that Anthony Stolarz, and I'm sure, like I said, all those ex-Panthers on the other side are really looking forward to playing. But, maybe you can use some of that stuff. Obviously, practicing with a guy for a year, maybe there are some things that that players would potentially think about. But again, the game moves so fast, you're just looking at trying to generate the best scoring chances you can.
You have anything good to eat up in Toronto?
Well, funny you mentioned that. I was on with our old friend Alex Dono late last week, and we talked about a similar thing. But I got to tell you that our website reporter and fine contributor on our broadcasts, Jameson Olive, and I, we go to a Chipotle here in Toronto every time we're here. And a lot of folks might think, wow, you're going all the way to another country to go to a Chipotle. Well, the reason is the Panthers are 6-0 when we go to Chipotle after morning skate. So that's not something we can fiddle with. So we went to Chipotle today because the Panthers are a perfect 6-0 when we go to this Chipotle in Toronto. Now, that being said, we've discussed it. Should the Panthers at some point not get the desired outcome after we go to this Chipotle, the leash is short. We will not hesitate to give Chipotle the hook. But for the sake of the record, the streak, we went to Chipotle again today.
Well, that's the inside info I needed, if you understand what I'm saying. I know. I'm with you. And so if it doesn't work out in our favor, and let's hope it does, what do you have in mind? Tim Hortons?
Well, there are plenty of those. I think anytime you go to Tim Hortons up here, you could probably look out the window and see the next closest Tim Hortons. So there are always a lot. I actually went already to Tim Hortons today. So that's always an option.
What'd you have?
I just got a nice coffee and a few Timbits. Nothing crazy. I didn't try to reinvent the wheel today. But
maple glazed, huh? Because the maple glaze, that's top.
I do like that one, but they don't make those in a Timbit form. At least not right now.
Correct. Correct.
But they don't have any special limited edition flavor Timbits going right now. It's kind of just the usual ones. But just had a nice iced coffee and a few Timbits, and maybe there's some shawarma options around. Maybe that would come into play as a backup. There's another place here locally. It's an institution, apparently a cash only operation. It's a burger place. They've got Greek food too. It's called Square Boy, and it's like 15-20 minutes away from where I am right now. But our friends over on Sirius XM NHL Radio always talk about it. So I mentioned to one of the guys there that at some point during this series, we're going to have to go check out Square Boy, because I can't keep listening to you guys talk about it all the time without trying it. I'm so intrigued now. So I think I'm going to fit that in tomorrow.
about High's Steakhouse. You've been to High's in Toronto?
I feel like I've been to a High's at somewhere in Canada, but not here in Toronto. I went to the Keg last night. That's an institution up here. It's a chain all across Canada. I try to hit the Keg every time we go to a market that has one. So went to the Keg and had a steak last night.
Did you say, Doug, there's a cash-only place up there? They don't take cards?
Well, this place that I'm talking, apparently it's a cash-only operation, so I'm going to have to hit the currency exchange before we go over there.
Yeah, Doug, that sounds sketchy. And the only other person I know cash only, his name's Lester. He has braids.
There is a place down the street from me on Palmetto Park Road here in Boca that is cash only. It's a restaurant. It is cash only. And they've got an ATM in there if you want to take cash out because you don't have cash on you. God bless someone who can run a business in 2025 and still keep it cash only.
Is that not sketchy?
That's badass.
I feel like you couldn't start a business in 2025 and make it cash only. The reason it works cash only is because it was cash only 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, and it's had so much success that it's carried on, and it's part of the mystique.
Oh. Uh-oh. Knocking on my door. 2 seconds.
He's at a hotel. He's going to get kicked out of his hotel as usual. You ever watch the Savannah Bananas, Plagans?
What's that?
You ever see the Savannah Bananas?
I've seen clips.
Because you're a baseball guy.
Crowder's, yeah, I really like baseball. I know that what they're playing isn't exactly baseball.
Oh, don't tell that to Crowder. He's the Savannah Bananas' biggest defender.
There's no ties in the Savannah Bananas. And in the 10th inning, Doug... They call it the showdown. After the ninth inning, there's a pitcher, one fielder, and the catcher versus the batter. In the 11th inning, it's just a pitcher, a catcher, and a batter. If the batter hits it, the pitcher has to run and get the ball and try to throw it to home before the batter gets it inside the park home run. This is crazy.
12th inning, it's a bat fight in the dugout.
See, I thought when you said that there were no ties, I thought you were still bitter about the 2002 All-Star Game.
Great Look, reference.
I am a Savannah Banana.
I thought you were still angry. You still had to let that go.
All right. Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight. What's the hack tonight, Plagans, if people want to watch the television broadcast because there's no local TV? They want to watch it,
yes,
but they want to listen to the local voices. That would be you and Billy Lindsay on the radio.
Since you bring it up, so when you now that the second round is upon us and we don't have the local television broadcasts anymore, if you want to sync us up to the ESPN television broadcast tonight, pause your TV at a whistle and press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio broadcast, and you will have it all synced up. It'll be like we're coming right out of your television speakers. And who knows, maybe you have technology that allows for that to happen. But pause your TV at a whistle and press play in your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio, the app, online, wherever it is that you're tuned in.
There you go. Why are you shaking your head, Crowder?
Sounds like AI, GPT. I don't believe in all that.
It's literally hitting pause and start. It has nothing to do with AI. Chat GPT or whatever you said, it's literally, this is something from the 70s. Pause, play. That's it.
Double bar triangle.
You got it.
Yeah, there's no AI, so leave Allen Iverson out of this.
See you, Plagans. Have a good broadcast. 8 p.m. tonight, puck drops. You will hear it here on 560 QAM. We'll talk to you throughout the series, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, Doug Plagans. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. You know I'm a believer in Atlantic Men's Clinic.
4 o'clock hour down in the restaurant downstairs.
Really? You're leaving your hotel room?
Yeah, they just kicked me out.
But you're such a frequent stayer at the AC Hotel.
I know, but it's 4 o'clock. Like, you've brainwashed me about this. Like, it's 4 o'clock. I was supposed to be out by 10. I got the late checkout. Then I just stay, and then they send the manager up, and the dude is mad, and...
There has to be a better term than what I just said, a frequent stayer. That seems like a terrible use of English on my part.
Occupant?
Yeah, frequent guest, I guess, of the AC Hotel.
Clientele.
You are some of their top clientele.
Yeah.
All right. Let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic while Crowder relocates to the diner. What world we live in. This guy is afraid of AI.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida. We want Florida.
Hawk and Crowder.